from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You know, some quick thoughts on things I didn't get to from each of these games. We'll go back to game one of this series. An absolute killer when Jose Quintana gives up a 2-run home run to Ryan Bliss. And I think Quintana was very similar to Luis Severino in that Quintana's final outing is 6 2/3, 5 runs. And that's not good enough. But the truth is, Jose Quintana pitched really well in this game. He got out of trouble in the first inning. He made the one mistake to a guy none of us had heard of in Ryan Bliss, who didn't even play the rest of the series. It's a 2-run home run on the first pitch in the second inning, where the first pitch he saw, we never saw him again. But Quintana, after he gives up the home run, goes on this rampage where he retires everybody. Looking at my scorecard now, I think he retired 14 guys in a row. The mistake was that Mendy pushed it a little bit. And I didn't blame him because Quintana's pitch count was low. And Quintana had retired 14 in a row. So why wouldn't you let him start the seventh inning with a pitch count of just 76? But he walked Mitch Garver. He gave up that little infield hit to Dylan Moore. And then the killer. This is the, especially when you're watching a game at midnight, it's a real killer. Quintana gets the next two guys out. He's one pitch away from getting through the seventh inning and keeping this game 2-0. And at 2-0, going into the top of the eighth inning, again, you never know. You have no, maybe the Mets, especially at that point, they hadn't lost the game yet in this series. Maybe they have the magic. And he gives up that little base hit to Leo Rivas. That little ground ball to right center field that snuck through for a base hit. And then what really ruined his performance was Adam Ottavino, who comes in, walks a bunch of guys, gives up a 2-run hit to Cal Raleigh. So Quintana, who's a pitch away from a 7-inning 2-run performance because of the 2-run single, because of Adam Ottavino then coming in and giving up a couple of hits, that's where Quintana gives up the 5 runs in 6 2/3. He pitched a lot better than that. But ultimately, it was the Met offense. And what was killer about Friday was think about all the opportunities they had in this game. 2-out double, Mark Vientos, Alvarez strikes out. 2-out double, Brandon Nimmo, Jesse Winker grounds out. They had 2 on and nobody out in the seventh inning, down 2-0 before Seattle broke it open, and Mark Vientos grounds into a double play. Francisco Alvarez struggled at the plate. He took an 0-for-4. They inserted Jesse Winker into the 3-hole, bumping J.D. Martinez to 5. Didn't see that one coming, but okay. Little creativity from Carlos Mendoza, and it didn't work. 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Now, we mentioned a little bit about Saturday, how Manaea got in trouble early, threw a ton of pitches, had to come out after 3, and the Met bullpen did a really good job of keeping them in the game. The thing about the Met offense against Logan Gilbert is it was just non-existent. A lot of just quick, lifeless at-bats. And then obviously the game that some of you just watched, if you're listening live, whether it's on YouTube or listening to the podcast on Monday morning, the Sunday night game. And this was a game, you didn't need to hear me say this. I think you probably knew I would say this. This was one of those games, Sunday night against Seattle, that matters just a little bit more. Think about how different this podcast and our discussion on this Met road trip would have been if they won this game. A 5-5 trip. Salvage the final game against Seattle. It would have been one of the really good salvages. And unfortunately, it was the same story. They had opportunities early, especially in the third inning when they were set up with first and second one out. J.D. Martinez flies out. Jesse Winker strikes out. As far as this lineup is concerned and where guys should hit at this point, there isn't a great answer because moving up Jesse Winker, which I liked at first, isn't going to work when Jesse Winker is looking at fastballs right down the middle. These lineup changes aren't going to work when J.D. Martinez is taking overs. These lineup decisions aren't going to work when Pete Alonso, after having the multiple home run game in Colorado, responds by going 0 for his next 13 or whatever the hell it is. Jose Iglesias has cooled off. There's uncertainty about Mark Vientos now with this ankle issue, which will be checked out in New York on Monday. I think I just stand by running the same lineup out there. I have to be honest, even with Brandon Nimmo. Because here's the thing about Brandon Nimmo, and I want to respond to an email specifically about this. Brandon Nimmo, despite hitting 150 since the All-Star break, despite striking out at a very high pace, Brandon Nimmo still gives you the better opportunity to get on base than more of the other options, including Nicholas Indrey, who wrote, it's perplexing how Evan clings to preconceptions of his favorite players despite the evidence. Forget how he clings to his belief that Pete is a worthy contributor. He actually said that Tyrone Taylor shouldn't be favored in the order over Brandon Nimmo, lashing out at how low Taylor's average is. At that very moment, Taylor's average was higher and remains higher than Brandon Nimmo. Not only that, but Taylor and Nimmo have the same rate of runs scored per at-bat, about 15.5%, and Taylor is almost always batting down in the order, not first or second. First of all, Nick, Brandon Nimmo is not my favorite player, but if this email was an argument between Brandon Nimmo batting second and Tyrone Taylor batting second, are we being serious here? Like, I know Tyrone Taylor's had some good moments. His on-base percentage is like 280. I wasn't talking strictly about batting average. Brandon Nimmo has never been a high batting average guy, but Brandon Nimmo gets on base. Brandon Nimmo gets on base. I'm not even kidding, about 90 points higher than Tyrone Taylor. And that's with Brandon Nimmo sucking for the last month. So the idea that I would prefer Brandon Nimmo batting second over Tyrone Taylor because I've got some fandom thing with Brandon Nimmo is ridiculous. It's because he's better. It's because Tyrone Taylor is a fourth outfielder. I don't want him batting second. I don't even want him playing every day. I'm in a feisty mood. You're going to tell me I have an opinion because I like the guy? No. I like guys, sure. Brandon Nimmo's been a Met far longer than Tyrone Taylor, sure. But Brandon Nimmo walks. He gets on. Even when he's not producing, he's more productive than Tyrone Taylor. Tyrone Taylor should never be an option of batting second. And that was my only point. If you're going to move Nimmo out of the two-hole, which Mendy's gone back to. He's gone back to hitting Brandon Nimmo batting second when Nimmo plays. There's got to be a better option than Tyrone Taylor. I'll tell you who it would be. It'd be Jeff McNeil. Jeff McNeil's sort of produced. He got on base twice on Sunday, including the home run. He did nothing in Saturday's game. No one else did. And he got on base two times in Friday's game. On base four times this weekend. So if you want Nimmo out of the two-hole, fine. Guy's hitting 150 since the All-Star break. There are options. Tyrone Taylor is not an option. I just want to make that clear. So thank you for the email, Nicholas. I appreciate it. Mike Christie. Yeah, sorry, Pete. Go ahead. What?
No, I thought, did Nicholas give me a compliment in there at all, or no? Was it somebody else?
No.
One of those guys was saying, I think Hoffman finally got it right that Nimmo's got to be out towards the end of the batting lineup.
Now, listen, here's the thing. I think we did get that email. Here's the thing about the email, and I appreciate everyone who does interact. It's great. I like the, as a game is going on, people get very emotional. We cannot get to all of them. No, we could try to do a podcast where we just do emails. It may take an hour and a half. In fact, we'll set one up. Maybe this week we'll pick a day. It'll just be straight up emails. TheRicoB@gmail.com. So I do want to confirm that Pete did, I'm sure, get a few emails of Hoff was right. Brandon Nimmo should bat ninth or some hogwash like that to this long, arduous road trip.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.